Amen. So you know, we must not try to get wiser than God. Amen. If God says, teach my saint, we must not try to give the saint something else. Huh? If God said, the way I want you to help to grow them up is to teach them, you cannot give them something else. You cannot just say, well, I think what we help them better is to dash them money. Or, no, I think if we are doing praise and worship every night, it will grow them up. Or if you are he said, teach my saints. So if you see a church that is praying 18 hours, praying 14 hours, then we must be ready to listen to the word also that much. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, I'll be fast. Luke 24, verse 25. Yeah, the tools of the prophet. Tools of the prophet. Part 2. Luke 24, verse 25. Of course, when I'm done with this one, you will really know where I'm taking this message to us. I trust God by Wednesday, I should be able to just get to part 4. I'll be done. Luke 24, verse 25. Are you there, brethren? Not yet. Luke 24, 25. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophet has spoken. 26, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. The things concerning himself. If you read down to verse 44, please look at your Bibles, come on. If you look at verse 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written where? In the laws of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalm concerning it, concerning me. Amen. Amen. So you can see Jesus is laying claim to the scriptures. He is saying all the details of the Bible is about him. He says it's about me. He is saying everything there is about him. So rush to 1 Peter 1 verse 10. 1 Peter 1 verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10. This is what we read initially. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. They are searching. They were searching in their events. They were searching. When Abraham was having when Abraham had Ishmael, he searched wrongly. He searched amiss. But all their events, all the escapades that they passed through, all the stuff they went through, they were searching. They were searching. At times they will be correct. At times they will be wrong. At times they will be on the way. At times they will be wrong. They will have to start again. But they were all searching. Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you? Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when he testified before and the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. 12. Unto whom was it revealed that not unto themselves, but it was revealed unto us. Amen. They did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have now preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Amen. So what they were all trying to speak about is salvation. What they are all trying to speak about in all accuracy is salvation. It's salvation. Say salvation. Say salvation. So all they were investigating was the salvation of mankind. So now, accuracy will be to speak clearly about salvation. Now, accuracy with the prophet will be for them to just speak clearly that this is it. If they had spoken clearly, that will be accuracy to them. Accuracy would have been if they just spoke straight that, okay, this is what God is coming to do, this is how God will do it, and this is how he will accomplish it. But some of them are to typify it. Some of them are to dramatize it. Some of them are to use, because of the type of people they are relating with, some of them are to use the events, circumstances to explain salvation to them. Please don't fail to open to all the scripture I'll be calling right now. Hebrews 8 verse 5. Hebrews 8 verse 5. Hebrews 8 verse 5. Some of them they just had to typify it. Because of the type of people, they had to typify it. Okay, 8:5, 1-2, go, let's read. Who served unto the example and what shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he's about to make a tabernacle, for see, seeth he, that thou makest all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the months. Wow. According to the pattern. That would mean, okay, it's like Moses saw something. He now built the tabernacle. What Moses called the temple is a pictorial description of redemption. The temple was a pictorial description of God. There was no heavenly tabernacle. There is no tabernacle in heaven where there is outer court, inner court, in holies of holies, where we have one big chair, where we have angels looking like this. No. Moses saw what God would do. He saw God's plan to save. How best can I explain salvation to Israel? I will build a what? Tabernacle. See Exodus 25 verse 40. Why did he build a tabernacle? He was explaining to them. He was explaining to them. Exodus 25 verse 40. And look that thou make them after their pattern, which was shewed thee in the months. After their pattern, after their pattern, after the pattern. See 26 verse 30. Exodus 26 verse 30. And thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion, therefore, which was showed thee in the months. Don't forget, I have told you the same message, but different medium of communication. If Enoch did not build a tabernacle, then Moses too did not see a tabernacle. What Enoch saw was the same thing that Moses saw, but the best way Enoch could describe it in his time was to do what he did, and the best way Moses could describe the same redemption to the children of Israel was to build what? A tabernacle. So the tabernacle was a drama to describe something. Are you with me, brethren? Are you with me? So to understand God's plan to save. So I was saying, I wrote again for emphasis, if Enoch was a prophet, what was his communication style? What was it? His disappearance. His disappearance. Amen. Let's look at somebody again that lived around that type of Enoch. Hebrews 11 verse 7. That should be Enoch's, one of Enoch's grandchildren. Hebrews 11 verse 7. Just try and write and follow. Hebrews 11 verse 7. By faith, Noah, being one of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Are you there, brethren? Are you there, brethren? By faith, Noah, being one of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he was condemned the world. Who condemned the world? Who condemned? He said, he condemned the world. He said, by the which. Look at the subject. By faith, who was he talking? Noah, being one of who? Of God. I've showed you from the Greek krimatizo that God was not there at all. Everything is simply like he received a divine oracle of things not seen as yet. What are the things not seen as yet? Eh? What are, the flood? The flood? Huh? What are the things not seen as yet? Salvation. So, what part of salvation must Noah have seen? The consequence of what? Of unbelief. The consequence of rejecting the gospel. Are you with me? He must have seen that more. Don't forget, salvation is a broad topic. Huh? It was just very broad. Somebody saw, Moses saw more of the death part. He started talking about animals must die. Animals must die. And somebody else saw about tongues. And Joel 2 was recording, okay, your sons and your daughters, they will prophesy. Different stuffs. But the same message. So he saw that. So what did he do? He said he moved with fear. He prepared an ark. That's how you know that the person that condemned the world is Noah. He said, but he moved with fear. What did he do? Prepared an ark to the saving of who? His house. Is it God that is saving his house or Noah? So Noah is saving his house, and by that he what? Condemned the world. Amen. By the way he vented to save his house, as he is saving himself, what was happening to the world? Condemning the world. That's why I've told you, well, if there had been no ark, there will be no flood. So, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. 1 Peter 3 verse 17. If you don't understand that, please, which message can we repeat? Can we use? Yes. Understanding Genesis, right? Okay. She brought those parts 6, 7. And we still cannot do more in this place. 1 Peter 3 verse 17. Come on. For it is better. Are you there? Please try and open. For it is better of God. If it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. 18. For Christ hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 19. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which are now in prison. When? See verse 20. Which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long sufferings of God waited when? In the days of Noah. You know, the way this place is constructed, it looks like the people that died then, that Jesus now went to preach to them in hell. No. Who was preaching? Who preached in Genesis chapter 6? Noah. So, but what was the epistle saying? Say that was Jesus appealing to them. Wow. That when Noah was telling them to enter the ark was what? Salvation message to them. So, we sometimes were disobedient. When was the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. 21. Slowly, brethren, let's read. Yes. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what is the ark? The ark was a symbol of what? According to verse 21, a like figure of what? The baptism that saved us. Amen. Praise God. Remember baptism I explained on Sunday? So the ark would be a symbol of what? That would be baptism by the Spirit, which is what? Salvation. Amen. Praise God. Say salvation. Say salvation. So the message has always been the same. The ark is now the tool. Write that down, please. The ark is the tool. All the drama you saw then, they were tools. Christ is the message. Each person used something that is relevant to their time. Different, Noah did not see anything different from what Moses saw, from what Enoch saw, from what who else is there, from what all of them saw. It's the same message, but how they went about it, I will show you more. So that is why we had this Hebrews 1 verse 1. Go back to Hebrews 1 verse 1. Say it's honorable to understand God. Say it's honorable to know God, to be able to explain God. It's honorable. It's not honorable when you cannot say jack about God. Hebrews 1 verse 1. Come on. Are you there? I'll wait for you. It's honorable when you can explain God. He is just honorable. 1 verse 1. Let's read. Yes. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet. Do you remember the way I reconstructed this place for you? Who remembered? Who remembered? In sundry times, I leave the para for now. How did I construct that place verbally, grammatically? Yes, our fathers spoke. Our father spoke, or the prophet spoke. The prophet spoke to our fathers. So it was the prophet speaking in diverse manner. It was God now speaking one thing in his son. It's not God's fault. The diversity was never God's fault. Are you with me? The diversity was because of the different times. The diversity was because of the different times, sundry times, different manner. So that was sundry times. That is polumeros. Polumeros, right? Sundry times will mean in many portions, in many ways. That is sundry times. It means sundry times means many ways, many portions. Orishi rishi, many portions, many portions. The other word, diverse manner, will mean what? Polytropos. Polytropos. It means in many manners. Wow. So you must expect the many, but don't be carried away by the diversity. Don't be carried away. Don't be confused by the different things that characterize each age. Focus on the intention. Focus on the message. So polumeros, that is sundry times, that is many portions, in many times, many ways, then polytropos, in what? Many manners. So the diversity is a function of the prophetic. The prophetic calls the diversity. The message is the Lord's. Verse 2, as in God in this last day, he now spoke to us in his son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So the diversity in the presentation is because of men. It's because of men. It is men that shows that diversity. Let me explain this to you further again. Acts 11:28. The diversity. Why were you so diverse? It's men, men. Acts 11:28. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you with me, brethren? Acts 11:28. Slowly. Just get there. One New Testament prophet actually did something like what those guys did. See, are you there? Let's read together. Acts 11:28. Slowly, want to go? Yes. And there stood up one of them named Agabus. And what? Signified by the Spirit that there should be grace there throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. See Acts 21 verse 10. He did it again. So it signified. He must have done something. He must have dramatized. What he did, what he dramatized, that was IJ, where did I lose you? First one was Acts 11:28. What we are about to read right now is Acts 21 verse 10. 21 verse 10. Signified by the Spirit. Are you in 21 verse 10? Everybody, are you there? Good, let's read. Yes. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus, 11. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and burned his own hands and feet, and said, "Thus said the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." Wow. So, who decided, heads of brethren, who decided that medium of communication? What did Agabus receive divinely? What will happen to Paul, right? So, who decided that, okay, I'm going to typify it like this? Who? That was in the confines of who? Agabus. Funny enough, I think you could have told Paul clearly that, okay, this is what is going to happen to you, and it will still be correct. And you could have still used something else to typify the same thing, and it will still be correct. But he just chose to use that pattern. And don't forget, because the prophets, they are also custodian of God's power. So, whatsoever medium they use then will be backed up with angelic authority. So, it's not God putting angels in the temple to kill people when they disobey the law of Moses. No, that is the pattern Moses puts down. Say, God is not mysterious to me. So, when you are seeing diversity in ways, in manners, it's not God. God is not an author of confusion. God is not an author of diversity. God, the message is one and the same. Say Christ Jesus. Say Christ Jesus, brethren. So, now, before prophecy closed, when I said prophecy, I meant a prophecy about the Son of God, about Jesus that is coming. Before prophecy closed, a prophet introduced another prophet to come. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. Malachi 4, verse 5. Before prophecy closed, a prophet now introduced another prophet that is coming. Malachi 4, verse 5. Are you there, brethren? Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great... come on. You cannot be slow in opening your Bible. So, we have seen clearly that these prophets, especially of the Old Testament, because they are Canaan men, most of them, they did not only rely upon words, they also apply some demonstrations. They apply some events. They use some events. They use experiences, some adventures to also communicate the plan of God, the intention of God. So I said, Malachi 4, right? Verse 5. Good. Let's read 4, 5 and 6. Let's go. Yes. Behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming and of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and of the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. This was the last prophecy. This was the last utterance recorded in the Old Testament. And after the man of God said this, prophecy just closed intelligently. And for 400 years, there was no prophecy. There was no prophet. God did not put his spirit upon anyone to say anything. Why? Because fulfillment is on its way. So, Matthew 17, verse 9. He said, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Some people have used this to interpret some eschatology that, well, Elijah is still coming. He's going to bring down fire. Well, but sorry for you. You are just too lost to be found. Matthew 17, verse 9. 17, everything turned around to 17, verse 9. Too slow, brethren. Too slow, too slow. I'll wait for everybody. I still opening their Bible. Good. Let's read. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, "Tell the vision to no man, unto the Son of Man be risen again from the dead." Verse 10. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Why then said the scribes that Elijah must first come?" 11. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Elias truly shall first come and restore all things." 12. "But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall they also, the Son of Man, suffer of them." 13. 1-2 go. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of who? Of John the Baptist. Amen. So as Elijah come, yes, he has come. Isaiah 40 verse 1. John the Baptist. Isaiah 40 verse 1. Hope you are reading. 40 verse 1. Comfort ye, my people. He's not calling comfort. He's saying he's comforting them. Comfort ye, my people. Seeth your God. Verse 2. Speak ye out comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received of the Lord's hands what? Double for all her sins. Double what? Double sacrifice for all our sins. Verse 3. Want to go? The voice of the Lord that cried in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." That double for all I've seen in verse 2, double for all I've seen means double sacrifice, like a double payment for all our sins. Double means it's not saying it will bless you for every sin you commit. No, he's saying double sacrifice. That means there will be an overpayment of sacrifices for sins. Overpayment. Double. So, now say in verse 4, "Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain shall be made low, and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough shall be made plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the flesh shall see together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." This also is about John the Baptist. Because he is what we call the forerunner of Jesus Christ. He is coming to prepare the way of the Lord. What is the duty of John? What is the redemptive duty of John? His redemptive duty, his duty in prophecy, is same thing other prophets has been doing. Just that he will be the last of the prophets that will deliver the people unto the Messiah first hand. He will be the one that will close the prophecy. Hence, he will be called the greatest. He will be the last of the prophets and the most clearest of the prophets, because he is going to deliver the essence to people. Funny enough, he was even the one that anointed Jesus into ministry. He didn't do any miracle, but he anointed Jesus. The sole purpose of his own prophetic ministry is to bring forth Jesus, is to present him clearly, is to tell people, this is he is the forerunner. Go and do all the work, gather people together, show, and once you have gathered them together in the crusade, don't minister in the crusade, don't preach there, tell Jesus to come and preach, gather them for Jesus. Are you with me? That was his duty. Gather all the people for Jesus. Follow me. Matthew 11 verse 1. Are you getting something at all? Are you getting something, brethren? Matthew 11 verse 1. "And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he parted thence to teach and to preach in their city." Don't forget, I've told you, heads up, brethren. I've told you, because the prophets, the best part of their prophecy is still searching. They will be at times correct, right? At times they will be wrong. At times they will be on the way, But when they are wrong, what will they do again? Because they are prophets, they will retrace their step. But will their wrong be recorded? Yes, because they are discerning as they speak. It's as they speak. So see Matthew 11, verse 2 now. Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Jesus, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, want to go, let's read, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Oh, so if John actually had a book called a book of John, Prophet John, this statement will be there as one of the stops to deny Jesus. I mean, how do I put it? It will look like it's anti-Jesus. But no, that is just their life. That is the best they can do. The Spirit was not in them. It was not revealed to them. It was revealed for us. It was not revealed to them. They were inspired. What is the meaning of inspired? They spoke by inspiration. They spoke by sudden knowledge. But we speak by revelation. We don't speak like Old Testament prophets today. We speak by revelation. Amen. Praise God. Say revelation, not inspiration. So he said, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Brethren, who else should know that you are he to come? It's John. He should have been the one. This is the best of the prophets. So why should we? So should we blame Isaiah for at times saying that ladies, that you are wearing earrings? I mean, what is those things that he said? Bangles, chains, right? You know, Isaiah condemned those people that are wearing bangles, wearing chains. Can we blame Isaiah for saying that? No, he is searching. Can we blame Moses for once telling people that generational causes are will visit the iniquities of the father and the children? We can't blame him. He was searching. Because see, the best of them, even the best of them was not perfect. Amen. Even the best of them, well, he is far from perfect. Far from perfect. So see verse, where are we? Verse 4. Jesus answered and said unto and said unto them, go and show Jude again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them. 6, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And of course, if you read another account, when they now told John what Jesus said, Bible says, they say he wept like he was sober. He now repented. What happened? He retraced his step. Amen. He's a prophet. He makes mistakes. He retraced his steps. So, see verse 7 now. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes. Now, listen now. Concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A man, a reed shaking with the wind, verse 8, but what went ye out to see? A man in the soft raiment? No. Behold, they that wear soft clothing, they are in the king's houses. But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yeah. I say unto you, more than a prophet. Say more than a prophet. Say more than a prophet. You know, their life, prophets, their lives is just a rough life. Eh? They are always in the wilderness because they must get something. They are just weird. They are always weird to the natural. See verse 10. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. 11. Verily, verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. That's strong. That will tell you, let me just quickly explain that to you. That is saying two things. He said, among all that is what? Born of women, there has not risen a man greater than John the Baptist. That will mean number one, in all the category of work you can do on earth, to be a prophet then will be the best work. And John was the best of them. Like, the best thing you can do for God on earth is to speak about him. The best occupation, the most rewarding occupation on earth is to speak about Jesus. is to be a prophet, is to be a man of God. Now say, and of the men of God, who is the best? John. Why? He was the clearest. See what he said now. He was the clearest. Why? He had the advantage of time, that he was the one that delivered Jesus straight to them. John 1:29, he said, this is he, behold the lamp of God. So, now, but see what Jesus now said. He said, but he, where are we? We are in verse what? Verse 11, right? He that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. 13, for all the prophets and the law prophesy unto who? John. So prophecy stopped and terminated and ended with John. And if you will receive it, this is the Elias which was to come. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Amen. Verse 18, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking. They say, behold, a gluttonous and a wine bibbler, a friend of publicans and sinners, but wisdom is justified of our children. Rush back to Malachi 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, see the Lord of hosts. Verse 2. But who may abide the day of his coming? For who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. Rush back to Matthew 3, verse 1. Still reading about John the Baptist. These are the stuff that are missing in several sermons. Matthew 3, verse 1. That was Malachi 3, verse 1. This is now Matthew 3, verse 1. Come on, can we go? Okay, good. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet, what? Isaiah. Remember that Isaiah 40, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Verse 4, and the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and white honey. That's just paparazzi. Verse 5, and went out, and then went out of to Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions round about Jordan. 6, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Is that one of his duty? No, nobody sent you that. Verse 7, when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come unto his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Is that one of his duty? No. Verse 8, bring forth therefore fruit, meat for what? Repentance. 9, and say not within yourself that you have Abraham to your father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit shall be that is what? Hewn down and cast into the fire. 11, 1 to go. Let's read. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I. Now, you know, see, he was just talking blah, blah, blah since. Now, he just started talking according to prophecy. 3 again. 11 again, let's read. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoe I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Verse 12. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, and he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Amen. So, write this down. All prophets were to verbally and also by events show men the Messiah. All prophets were to verbally and also by events show men the Messiah. John was called the greatest of them because he had the clearest of words. Clearest of words. Clearest of words. Everybody there to verbally and by events to tell people the Messiah. John had the clearest of words. Clearest. Most, like just clearest. So, see John 1:29 now. Open it. Open it. Open it. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I didn't want to rush this one at all. We just look at some bits and we cut it off. John 1:29. The next day, okay, we just take it together. Okay, everybody go. Yes, Brashim, are you there? Good. One, two, go. Let's read. And the next day, John saw Jesus coming unto him and said, what? Behold, the Lamb of God, which was taketh away the sin. What is the joker card of this scripture? Who can tell me? Of this John 1:29. What is in this scripture that others did not say? What is in this John 1:29 that Isaiah did not say? What made John the greatest by this scripture? Behold, see him. Hallelujah. Others say, he is coming, he is coming, he is coming, he's almost here, he's almost here. John say, hey, he's here, amen. Praise God. Say, see him. And prophecy say, greatest, greatest, greatest. So it's just privilege that he's the last of them. I say, hey, God, that's him. We have been saying he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. That is him. You want to bear the sin of the world. Amen. Good. So, please, this is where I'm going since afternoon. So, same way, Noah's ark was new to man. Same way Noah's ark was new to man, but not the message. Same way Moses' tabernacle was new to man, it was used as that time, but never the message. That means Noah's ark was a tool to communicate the message. Moses' tabernacle was a tool to communicate the message. It was new to man. It was only Noah that used ark. It was nobody tried to start building arks every day after the days of Noah, right? That is why after Moses, nobody should have been building tabernacles. After who else was there? It was only Noah. Well, we know Elijah also did that. You know, even, but Elijah, he did his own just to shakara people, not to really say anything. Amen. So Enoch disappeared. Amen. So they were all unique. Same goes for John's water baptism. Same way, John's water baptism was new to man, pointed to the Messiah, but never the message, but never part of the reality. Put that down anyhow you can. The same goes for Noah's ark, same goes for Moses' tabernacle, which were all a description of redemption. And if you have listened to qualifications of the supernatural ministry, that should be part 6 and 7, I actually explain the parts of baptism by water, what it meant in our time. Okay, John 3:22. I'm almost closing. Amen. John 3:22. After these things came Jesus and his disciples, John 3:22, into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptized in Anium near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came to John and said, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same is baptizing. And all men came, went to him. 27. Want to go? Let's read. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Let's read 28. From 28, let's keep reading. You yourself bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. He that has the bride is the bridegroom. But the what? Friend. Say friend. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoice greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy is fulfilled. Amen. Amen. Don't forget though, is Jesus a prophet? No. He is the fulfillment. When Jesus was around, who was the prophet? John. Amen. Which prophet was still around? John. What was his tool? Water. So what is still raining then? Water. Was that Jesus' mission? No. But a prophet is still around, and his tool is what? Water. What will dignify the age of John the Baptist is what? Water. Jesus' own ministry cannot start until he dies and rise again. Okay. See verse 30. 30. This is where I'm 30. Come on. 30. Want to go? He must increase. I must decrease. So, what will he do? In him increasing, he will be leaving that age. He will be leaving the tools of that age gradually. He will be bringing out his own. And I too, I will be going down with all my gimmicks. See verse 31. He that cometh from above is above all. And he that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. 32. And what he has seen and heard, that he testify, and no man receive his testimony. 33. He that have received his testimony has said to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure. 35. The Father loveth the Son and giveth all things unto his hand. 36. Want to go? Let's read. He that believeth the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth. You saw how John totally said, hey, hands off, I am not, my ministry is about to end. He is the Son that will give life. Amen. My water cannot give life. It's the Son that will give life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say after me, say, I look beyond the shadows. Say, I look beyond the sundry times. I look beyond the diverse manners. I look beyond the tools. I look beyond the medium of communication. And I see Jesus alone. Come on, let's say it again. Say, I look beyond the shadows. Say, I look beyond the sundry times. Say, I look beyond the diverse manner. Say, I look beyond the medium of communication. Say, I look beyond the ark. I look beyond the tabernacle. I look beyond the sacrifices. I look beyond the tithe and offering. I look beyond Noah. I look beyond Moses. And I see Jesus. I look beyond the water. And I see Jesus. I see the essence. I am not carried away by the diversity of the times. Hallelujah. I see Jesus. I see Jesus alone. I look at my Bible. Come on, I look at my Bible and I see Jesus alone. And I see Jesus alone. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, I'm just starting. But I went through both part one and part two just to tell you that water baptism is a tool of John the Baptist. So if you can write that down, you can forget or you can throw away everything you have been writing since. Amen. Water baptism is a tool of John the Baptist. It's a tool peculiar to the age of John the Baptist. Well, it was difficult even for people in the apostolic age to easily look beyond it. Amen. Because their minds were still caged, captivated by the law, but progressively, hallelujah, say we see Jesus. We see Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We see Jesus. I am done. We see Jesus. We look beyond the shadows, we look beyond the tools, and we see Jesus in the